Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back. It's hour number two, which is still ahead of what I normally start with my hour number one, which is 11. But today it's 9 to 12:10, and we're taking your calls about a lot of different things here. So we're talking a lot about the Pirates and what they have and what they should do and where do you think they're going to end up. It's only six games, but very optimistic beginning for the pitchers. I want to get into some Penguin talk as well. And here's the question I pose to you, because the Penguins play a game that a lot of people believe they shouldn't risk the health of players, especially those coming back from injury. Yet there is plenty to play for, including seeding. You don't want to fall to a first-round matchup in the wild card against Washington, but that's one of their scenarios if they should lose in regulation. So to me, it's all hands on deck. Sidney Crosby needs 2 points to get to 100. He wants that, I'm sure. They want to keep this going and potentially win a game that could give them a better opportunity as a path to the Eastern Conference Final. So therefore, you play, and you play to win that game against the Rangers, who last night gave Columbus a good game at MSG before Columbus won in a shootout. Artemi Panarin with a beautiful goal to win that one. Final was 3-2, so Columbus is in. Washington, number one seed in that metro. As they win the division, Montreal Canadiens, because of the Columbus win, are now eliminated. So it's just about who plays who and where. We'll find out all the answers tonight. I want to get into some of those playoff scenarios, but my question for you would be, so what do you do if you're Mike Sullivan? Do you play Matt Murray? Do you play Casey DeSmith? My say is you go with all your regulars. Matt Murray needs to play, keep winning. Casey DeSmith hasn't played in a long time. I get that. But even if he does play tonight, there's no way he's going to play a lot in the next several weeks. He's not going to play. And if he'll still be then rusty regardless. There'll be rust no matter what. He's done a good job. He knows how to deal with that situation. Got a tweet at KD Pomp. Brian Bolton says, Bob, if you're thinking big picture, the Penguins want to win this game for home ice in the Stanley Cup final. Only Calgary has more points right now, but Winnipeg, Nashville, San Jose have 99, 98. And can pass the Penguins. And that's a good point, Brian. You know, Boston in the East, it was Tampa, Boston. Those two teams have more points. But overall, Calgary and the Penguins, you know, would look in a situation if Calgary's eliminated from the playoffs, they can, if they get that far, get home ice in the Stanley Cup final. So that's a valid point as well. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. Give us a shout, a program reminder to you. Remember, the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown each and every Sunday night on KDK-TV. It's on after the late news. We always have a lot to talk about. We have a lot of people on the line, so let's get right to it. Rattle and roll. John in Bethel Park, welcome to the show. How are you today, John?
Okay, Bob. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you were talking about the shift there. You know, they're not going to outlaw the shift, and I agree with that. They're not going to outlaw the shift. But anybody that doesn't think that that bunt by Shuck last night wasn't entertaining, I mean, you know, that was entertainment.
Well, because
I mean,
it was properly done.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, if you bunt well, it's a great play. I think it's an exciting play. Problem is nobody does it anymore. The art of bunting has long been lost.
Yeah, and also, you know, with Marte, you know, coming home on, I mean, you have Bell up. He's a power hitter. Why can't he hit the ball to the outfield? And Marte walks home. I mean, these ground balls to the infield with these guys that can hit a fly ball, I don't, you know, I mean, running on a play with the infield in, although it was to the right side, I agree, but still it's a risky, you know, it's a risky play. And how many times when a guy's on third, do they score, they try to score with the ground ball to the infield? I've seen this time and time again, year after year, these guys on third base trying to score from, you know, on a ground ball to the infield.
Right.
It's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know who's coaching these guys to how to run. I mean, I know it was Gonzalez.
Well,
Gonzalez, he's a younger player, but these guys trying to score, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
I like Joe Starkey's nickname. He calls him Goey Cora. Goey.
Yeah,
he's always the reason they got that windmill going, although he's done a pretty good job down there. Hey,
oh,
John.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that, but I just can't see these guys trying to score with ground balls. And the, you know, like I said, with Bell up, he's a power hitter. He's got to hit that ball to the outfield. I mean, you know, some way. Ground balls just don't get it with a guy on third base in a nothing-nothing game.
Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370. We go out to Murraysville. We got Bob. Hey, Bob, what's up today? Hello, Bob.
I have to agree with you, first of all, that I really have to support a structural change for the cap system. I think that's the only way it's going to solve the problem. So I really endorse that. The second thing is I'm really impressed by the play of J.B. Shook, and that shortstop yesterday made a heck of a throw.
That was a great play. That was as good a play you'll see a shortstop make in Eric Gonzalez. I mean, he needed every inch of his 6'3" status to make that play, and then to jump up and make an accurate throw was a nice play.
Especially since there were a lot of criticisms in the first couple games. But anyway, what I have to say is I'm really sick and tired of this sorry mantra, show after show, week after week. The Pirates won't spend any money. It is what it is. We have professional baseball, and half these guys that are griping I haven't gone to a game in 4 or 5 years anyway. I'm saying if you go to 5 or 10 games a year, then you get a vote. But other than that, you know, I am just sick of this negativity. We have professional baseball here.
Yeah,
we
is that enough, though? I mean, seriously, Bob, you get to a point where you also have investing in a team that you want to see win. It's not just the baseball. The baseball is, yes, it's nice to have, and you never want to lose it. I love going over there. But I also want to see – you know, in August, September, on a regular basis, contending teams that have a shot to do something, and not just a lot of talk about that. I want to see it in action. Don't you? I mean, how many – you can go over there all you want, and sometimes late in the year you're going to see meaningless games all the time. I don't want that. I want – as someone who follows a team, I want to see them invested to try to win.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, there's nothing
and,
more –
and I'm not saying those guys don't want – they certainly do, but there are constraints that they have – and, you know, which we come up with this fabricated small market theory, which I'd never agree with. And you never hear the Steelers refer to as small market. You never hear the Penguins refer to as small market. Why? Because they have a system where everyone's the same size market. That's what you want to strive for. And I don't understand owners who are smaller markets. Why don't they make a bigger beef? Why don't they galvanize? Why don't they get together and say, look, we need a change. This is not working for us. So change it.
Well, that's positively correct. I mean, but there's not going to be any change until they do that. And certainly there was no more exciting season than 79 and 60 and 91 and 92.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
If you're just happy with baseball, you're not going to see that. You want to see those things. You're going to have components available to them so they can make it happen.
Okay, but week after week with this negativity and these callers, they haven't gone to the games anyway. And
well, I'm going to choose to talk about positive, Bob, right now because I have so far. They're off to a great pitching start, and if this continues, it won't to this level. But if it does, thank you very much for the call, too. I got to move along. That I think you're going to see some really interesting baseball over the course, and I like good pitching. The previous caller said, I don't want to see 2-0 games. If you watch that game last night, that was a highly entertaining game with a lot of great pitches at big times. I like to see pitchers in command. I don't want to see it every single day, but when I do see it, I think I'm pretty much invested in it. Mike in Pittsburgh joins us right now. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
What's up?
I think it's important that these guys play tonight for the Pens, especially Malkin and Letang coming from injury.
Mike, what happened to your phone? Mike, you're having a phone connection. You may want to call back. But to your point about the Penguins playing everyone, yeah, they do. And now listen, if there's an injury, okay, you're going to hear about it. Mike Sullivan will be criticized for it. But if there's nothing to play for in this game, fine. You rest whatever you want to rest. This is still part of the season. And in an attempt to get where you want to go, your chances of getting there are better if you win and move into a better seating position. So therefore, there should be no argument here. And yet I see on Twitter a lot of people say rest, rest, rest. They know they can beat anyone. Sure, they know they can beat anyone. But you know what? Do you want to start with Washington right off the bat? Normally, that's a war of attrition. And when you play that series, you know it's going to go 6 or 7. It's going to be bloody. Tom Wilson's going to take his shots. So you're going to have some collateral damage moving forward. I don't want to – if I'm them, I'd rather play a better matchup. And if that means trying to get home ice against the Islanders, fine. I don't want to fall. And that's the bigger risk here, falling. You're going to have the Islanders most likely. You don't want to fall to the Capitals, and that's what you would try to avoid. 412-928-9370. We'll talk more about those playoff matchups. And when I come back, too, I'm going to open up this key to the box. Masters is this week. Have a lot of thoughts about the Masters. And if you do, call me. Give me your pick. Who do you like? At Magnolia Lane, the best place on earth. Magnolia Lane. It is one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see in your life, and television does it no justice. Number one, it's more beautiful. Number two, it's much hillier than you can ever imagine as a golf course. But it is the place where spring has sprung, and we're looking forward to what should be a great tournament on KDKA and CBS. We'll be back with more of The Truth. Mark, coming up right now. It's the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.